The following program is in no way representative of the high-quality programming usually heard on the Maverick Radio Network. The views expressed and fishing techniques demonstrated are not endorsed by this station. The following is not a news broadcast.
Not give me that. Don't even.
Oh, I'll give it to you.
Stop giving me that.
I'm giving it all.
Could you just not give it?
Give it all I got till I drop.
Speaking of, welcome to the Five Count.
Here it is.
Here we are.
This is it.
Welcome to the program.
This is the place to be.
We are pumped.
When it's Saturday night, this is where you come for the entertainment.
It's true.
Listen, I was somewhere else tonight looking for entertainment, and it was nowhere to be found.
So here we are.
I was downtown someplace.
Ton is super pumped because he just got back from cage fighting.
No, it was horrible.
It was awesome. Let me tell you.
It was terrible.
Ton's all-time favorite fighters were there.
No, none of them.
We had the Jaywalker.
The Jaywalker.
Tin Man Tanner. Justin the Reaper Reams. I mean, all the big names, they were there.
Why are you touting this thing? You hated this thing.
Ton got into the ring, and he was taken out with a rear naked choke.
No!
32 seconds into the first round.
That didn't even happen at all.
It pretty much happened.
No, not even close to being, no.
The Rascals were there.
These guys, they weren't even anywhere near it.
They were down at ringside laughing.
No!
Is where they were.
No.
Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
None of this happened.
Most of that happened.
I'm saying I was there, and none of it was as entertaining as what you're about to experience on this show.
That is true, actually.
I'm serious about that.
And Ton is going to do his best to bring you a high-quality show, even though news of the demise of the Twinkie has really got him down in the dumps.
You're a Twinkie, Cream Puff.
It's sad news.
Listen,
the Rascals are making a face.
We needed entertainment, so what did we do? We made a couple calls, right? And we got an extra special guest for the show tonight.
Stuart.
No, Stu is not. He's on regular shows.
Oh, gotcha.
He's a great guy, but it's nothing really that special. I mean, he's just on all the time.
Are you getting this?
He was just on for an hour.
Jeez, pretty soon Ton will be the only ding-dong left in town.
Yeah. I said he was great.
It's true.
He's special when not on the radio. I mean, I think he's like a special friend.
Well, then you tell us who we got.
Who is on the show tonight?
Yes.
Booker T.
Booker T?
Really?
Yes.
Now, you dig that? Suckers.
I can dig this. I can dig all of that. I'm digging it right now.
He was the King of the Ring.
King Booker.
Current WWE Friday Night SmackDown General Manager.
Yeah, loving it.
And he was one half of Harlem Heat.
This guy is awesome. He's done it all in the business, really.
And now he's on the five count tonight.
He's on the five count.
Did you guys want to come on and bask in the Booker T glow?
Did you want to talk to Booker?
Did you want to wreck your computer and mouth off to the security guards? Did you want to do that?
Yeah, I heard that. You guys were mouthing off to the security officers. You don't even have hall passes.
There's no hall pass.
Listen, Gully, if you're listening, the Rascals don't have hall passes. Figure something out.
man.
Jeez, these guys.
The Dirty Birds and the Rascals are no match for Ton and Tanner Tin Man from Minnesota.
That guy, that, it was just, it wasn't good. And I'm just done. I'm done with this whole thing. You know what I'm saying? Security guards, Rascals, you know, it's like, what do you do? I'm calling Booker T.
Booker T.
And I'm getting some real juice on this show is what I'm saying.
Let me ask you this. At some point during tonight's show, could we expect a ton of Rooney? Have you been practicing?
I was practicing, yeah.
So
been practicing,
stay tuned.
For weeks, man.
You could hear an audio ton of Rooney.
Ton of Rooney.
That's going to be beautiful.
It's Booker T. I mean, I'm not even like a major wrestling fan, but I think it's awesome. Booker T. He's awesome.
He is the six-time world heavyweight champion.
I mean,
that's a lot of title reigns.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's quite a bit. He's it's something special in my book. It's pretty great.
You're tearing up.
Tearing up over here.
So should we? I had some trouble here now, just to let you know. I don't have a whole lot of Booker T related music.
No.
You could play the Harlem Heat theme over and over, which would be awesome. But I realized maybe not everyone would be on that same boat.
Sure.
So we did find some things.
All I'm saying is if Booker T were at the other thing that I was at tonight, I'm pretty sure he would have won all the matches consecutively.
Even against the Jaywalker?
All of them, yes.
Was it the Jaywalker or the Daywalker?
I don't know. Twinkle Toes.
Which one is which?
He sparkles in the daytime.
Now you're just being ridiculous.
Well, come on.
All right, all right. Let's just mention, before we get too far,
all right,
you might want to consider going online to thefivecount.com.
Yeah? What's, is there cool stuff out there?
There's a lot of stuff.
Lots of stuff?
Including like 200 episodes of this show.
200 episodes?
If you line it up properly, I think, starting at midnight, you might be able to just listen to the Five Count every waking hour until next Saturday.
Wow.
Do the math. Do it.
That's a lot. I can't. It's too late to do that kind of math.
Well.
200 hours of the Five Count.
Something like that.
Well, all right, go to thefivecount.com, but don't do it, like, immediately. I mean, I guess you could do it immediately and just look at stuff. Don't start listening to stuff, because we're going to have stuff on this actual show live.
Oh, yeah, just bookmark it.
Bookmark that thing.
And then
hit the little podcast button and subscribe in your browser.
It's technical. We have a Facebook page, tons on there most of the day, so if you want to ask him a question, he'll probably respond in real time.
I'm never on there. Never on there.
Or is he?
Oh, Captain Mysterious over here.
All right. We better play some music, and then Booker T is going to call us.
All right. I'll text him.
So stay tuned. An exclusive interview with WWE superstar Booker T here on the Five Count.
the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, we are
settle down.
Oh, no, you guys are so funny.
Ain't your mama pretty?
Got people on the
stop, that's wrong.
I'ma have to warn if you talk about mom.
I ain't saying nothing.
You know what? You ain't worth a bitch.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Who wanna fight? Who wanna scrap?
Let's get ready to rumble.
Yeah, boy, that's right, I'm taking it back.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Who wanna fight? Who wanna scrap?
Let's get ready to rumble.
Yeah, boy, that's right, I'm taking it back.
Yo, Monkey, it's me, D-D-P, Diamond Dallas Page, and you're listening to the Five Count. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
sucker! Can you dig it, sucker?
Your mouth, sucker. Pick a mic.
I can dig it.
Pick a mic.
This one?
Let me tell you, Ton.
What?
Just take it easy. I know you're nervous.
Take a nice deep breath.
Let me ask you a question.
Calm the nerves.
Booker T is going to be on the show tonight.
Uh-huh.
Now, can you dig that sucker?
I can dig it.
Ton can dig that.
Sucker! That is awesome.
King Booker.
King Booker! That was awesome when he was king.
He is awesome.
He had that, like, cape robe thing. And didn't he always have his wife coming out with him at that time, too?
The queen.
Yeah, the queen. And then who was it that was trying to, like, hit on the queen?
Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle!
That's right.
Those were the days, man. What happened to those days?
I don't know. I always thought you should have stepped into the squared circle.
With Kurt Angle?
And just Booker? With anybody.
Man.
Like the old carnival days.
Yeah.
Just pull somebody out of the crowd and fight for money.
That would be awesome. We should have done that. We should have made a ring at 602 Park Lane.
Not we. I'm saying you.
What are you? What?
I'm too old to get in the ring now.
You could have done it.
I'm too beat up.
Get some cortisone shots, man.
Stuff's dangerous.
All the big boys do it.
Haven't you heard the news? Huh. People got steroid shots and they had fungal meningitis in them.
Whoa.
There's been like 11 confirmed deaths.
Really?
I'll just go to the chiropractor. I'm not messing with that stuff. 11 confirmed deaths.
Wow.
And counting.
That's a lot.
It could be 30 by now.
I didn't even know.
Who knows?
I better stop taking my roids.
You could wind up with fungal meningitis. Which would be a good wrestling name for you.
Booker doesn't have it, right?
I don't think so.
All right.
You could ask him that.
Booker, do you have fungal meningitis?
Maybe save that question for towards the end.
All right.
You might hang up on that one.
I will take that suggestion and think about it.
Where is he? Where are you? Booker. Booker.
Booker, where are you?
Why don't you call us?
Booker.
Here you go. KMSU?
Yeah, it's Booker T calling in.
Booker T, how you doing? This is Dustin Wilmus.
Hey, what's going on, Dustin?
Not too much. I'm here with my co-host, Tun.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Oh, just hanging out, talking to you.
Cool.
It is cool, indeed, yes.
We're excited to have you on the show.
Yeah, if you're ready to go, we're ready to ask you a few questions.
Yeah, man, same way.
All right, let's do it. If you can we talk a bit about how you wound up in professional wrestling?
Kind of like just fell into it, you know. It was something I watched as a kid. It was never something I dreamed of doing in my lifetime or anything like that. But I did admire the sport as well as the entertainment. I always watched wrestling from an entertainment perspective. Even as a kid, I knew it was entertainment. I was never one of those people who, you know, really thought it was real or anything like that. But I just loved the excitement of it. You know, back in the day, Houston Wrestling, Junkyard Dog was real big here. Ted DiBiase, you know, Superstar Billy Graham would come through. Ric Flair every now and then would come through town, you know, and it would be a special occasion, you know. So it was a huge event, you know, growing up as a kid. But it was something my brother wanted to do. And, you know, in the early 90s, he knew a guy opening a wrestling school, and you know, asked me if I wanted to try it, and, you know, boom, 20 years later, here I am.
Yeah, and that's something that you definitely don't see nowadays, but tagging up with your actual brother, what was that like?
Oh, it was great, you know what I mean? It was kind of like a security blanket, in a sense, being able to be on the road and have my brother there, you know, knowing I had somebody to watch my back all the time. You know, traveling those thousands of miles, you know, through those countless amount of towns we went through, you know, in the South. You know, it was cool, you know, the adventure, you know what I mean? Especially two kids coming from the neighborhood, you know, growing up the way we did, you know, seeing life the way we did, coming up as well, you know, it was a life-changing experience.
Awesome. Well, most people know that the beginning of your career was during the WCW days, and you were one of the big players in the Monday Night Wars. Can you tell us any memories about what that was like, you know, during that time in wrestling?
Oh, it was exciting. You know what I mean? It was an exciting time of life, you know. Of course, you know, I'm exhilarating from a perspective, too. You know, I'm getting the chance to work with guys that I've seen on television for so many years, guys like Steamboat, guys like I say, Ric Flair, you know, and the list of Sid Vicious, you know, Bader, you know, and the list goes on and on, you know, and it was good times, you know, I'm working with WCW back in the day, especially with Sherry Martel coming along as a manager, you know, I'm totally taking our careers to totally another dimension, you know, and making people see us from a totally different light, you know. So it was a great time in my career, you know. Was it the best time? Perhaps, you know. It was pretty good back then.
Well, you were one of the few guys, maybe one of the only guys that was there for the long haul, right when they closed up, and you never jumped. Were you ever thinking of maybe jumping to WWE before it closed up, or what was the story on that?
No, back then, you know, I was treated very well in WCW. They make sure they took care of me back then. You know, I was one of the guys that were pretty much protected, I had no qualms to leave at that time. You know, a lot of guys had left at that time for certain reasons, but I just didn't feel like I was a part of that group and a part of, you know, their reasoning behind leaving. Perhaps I would have been with that group if I felt the same way. But at that time, you know, I was just coasting. I was having a great time. I was doing something, you know, I never dreamt of doing in a million years. I was in a great position as well, moving up. I hadn't achieved everything I wanted to achieve in WCW at that time as well. So those were some of the reasons why I didn't leave. And I'm actually glad I didn't leave. I'm glad I stuck it out because, you know, look what happened in the end.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when you count up all the titles and stuff in WCW, I think you were the guy that probably had more than anybody. Did you ever imagine, I mean, that you would be that guy when you started out just in the tag team ranks? Or?
You know, that's something you can't imagine. You can't, you know, strive to, you know, and perform, you know, for titles, you know, for those reasons right there. He's just perform, you know. The titles just pretty much come along with, you know, going out there and doing your job and trying to be the guy that's willing to, you know, take that extra step, you know, and, you know, carry that extra load. That was me back then. You know, I was the guy that was always on call 24/7, whether it was in the ring or, you know, having to go and do some promotional work or something like that. I always made sure, you know, my phone was always on, you know. So I really was one of the guys who worked myself from the bottom, you know, all the way to the top of the card. Nothing was given to me. But, you know, some people around me, I had to have that in order for it to happen as well.
So ultimately, you know, WCW got sold and whatnot, and you ended up transitioning over to WWE. What was that like? What was the experience? Or can you talk to us about that a little bit, the difference?
I knew it was going to be a change. It was time for a change. You know, life goes in seasons. I couldn't expect WCW to last, you know, from the beginning of my career to the end. I wish it would have. You know, I feel like I would have been a lifer, you know, if WCW would have lasted. But WWE came along, and they bought the company, and they finally got me. You know, that's what I was told, you know, when I finally came to the company. You know, one of the higher-ups came up to me and goes, you know, we finally got you, you know. And I was like, cool, you know, okay. Let me know that they wanted me anyway, you know. So that gave me a self of, man, maybe I can make, you know, I'm in the right place. But the thing was with me, I didn't want to bring WCW baggage with me and, you know, the accolades of WCW titles that I had won, you know, and then come to WWE and think that I could, you know, be a player there just because of those reasons. I want to come there and prove myself. So I left all that baggage behind and came in and started all over fresh, you know, and worked my way again from the bottom, you know, all the way to the main event status, even in the WWE as well.
Yeah, well, talking about, you know, starting from scratch and stuff, over the years, you've been one of those guys that's really been able to reinvent your character, you know, and not get stale, for lack of a better term, but a lot of the, you know, gimmicks or angles you've had over the year, you know, where you did the program with Goldust and the supermarket with Steve Austin, which is one of our favorites, you know, and the King Booker, a lot of those are more kind of like comedic sort of things that you really pulled off well. I mean, what are your thoughts on that? Is that something you lean towards easily? Or?
Well, you know, I always tell young guys, you know, just getting into the business, you got to know how to adapt to the role when you get it, you know. You got to take it, you know, analyze it. And then try to make it the best you possibly can make it. You know what I mean? Like I said, I never got into the business thinking that it was real. And that's why a lot of guys, you know, really, you know, have the wrong concept when they get into the business. You know what I mean? They really handicap themselves when they come into the business thinking that way. When I was doing those characters and creating those roles, I was just thinking about expanding, you know, my craft. How good can I be? How hard can I make the people laugh? You know, if I can make someone cry at the same time, that would even be better. You know, if I can make somebody get up and give me an encore at the end of the night, you know, or hate me, you know what I mean? To the point that where they want to jump over the barrier. You know, I was doing my job, you know, so that's what it's always been about with me. You know, it's always been about going out and entertaining the fans to the utmost of my ability. And I think that's what the fans, have appreciated, you know, from me over the years, that it's never really been about me. It's always been about them.
Definitely. Well, one thing I got to say, I was at the Royal Rumble earlier this year, and the response that you got when you were one of the entrants was pretty huge. Were you overwhelmed by that, or were you surprised that you got such a huge response?
You know, I was taken aback from it, you know, of course. But, you know, that's the respect, you know what I mean, from the fans just giving me. It wasn't about my wrestling ability coming out that night or anything. It wasn't about me coming out there and winning the Rumble or anything like that. It was that applause to me was the respect that the fans was giving me for the 20 years of performances, you know, and, you know, as much as I've tried to go out and, you know, give it up for them, you know, every single time that I went out in that ring. I think that's what that was all about. It was the fans just giving their respect and their love for Booker T for the last 20 years consecutively being on television. I think that's what that was. I appreciated it so much. It let me know that I did something good in this life, and I had made up for all the, you know, bad deeds that I had did in this life as well, I think.
Well, you talk about being, you know, around for 20 plus years. Who would you say you know, just a short list, some of your favorite guys were to work with over the years?
You know, of course, Chris Jericho was one of the guys who I've had a lot of, you know, great battles with. Definitely Christian was one of my you know, best opponents to go out and perform with. Edge was another one. A lot of Canadian guys. Of course, Benoit kicked it off with the Best of Seven, you know, in my career. Rick Martel. It's been, the list goes on and on as far as, you know, the talented Rey Mysterio, the talented guys that I've been in the ring with and had a chance to perform with on so many, in so many different eras, you know what I mean? You know, Ricky the Dragon, Steamboat, Ric Flair, I got a chance to, you know, tangle with those guys as well, you know. Kurt Hennig, Ravishing Rick Rude, I got a chance to tangle with those guys as well as, you know, guys like Cody Rhodes, you know what I mean? So it's been a monster. It's been a hell of a roller coaster ride for Booker T, and I wouldn't change it for anything, but there's been a lot of great, great talent that I've been in the ring with.
Well, of course, you're back now, you know, as a general manager on SmackDown, and you've been on commentary recently. What do you think your role might be in wrestling as time goes on? Do you see yourself sticking with that or being more of like a behind-the-scenes guy or training people, or what do you think?
I definitely want to be a behind-the-scenes guy. You know, I've been out there, you know, in front of the camera, you know, a long time, you know, and it's been great to me, you know, but I know my role. I know my position. I'm a general now, you know. It's time for me to, you know, nurture the future of the business. It's really not about me. It's about the young guys, really. It's really about, you know, when I say that, I don't just, you know, say that, you know, just to be said. And it really is about the young guys to go out there and create their legacies, you know, the Wade Barrett, you know, the Drew McIntyres, you know, the, like I say, the Cody Rhodes, you know, it's time for those guys to go out and create their legacy and their, you know, history in this business, their Hall of Fame dreams, you know, and I'm going to be behind them 100%, you know, this is what I do, this is what I know, you know, with my school here in Houston, you know, my promotion here in Houston, I'm still trying to find the next big superstar myself. And it's about the next generation of wrestlers, you know what I mean? So this is what I do. So I'm going to be around the business, hopefully, until they put me in that box and put me 6 feet under. But it's what I love. It's what I do. It's what I know. And it's what I do best.
Well, tell us about, you've got a new book out. Is that right? From Prison to Promise?
Yeah. It's my life story. You know, I'm just the trials and tribulations of my life. You know, a lot of people wonder why didn't I put out, you know, the wrestling book. You know, the wrestling book will come one day, I'm sure. But I want to put a book out to where, you know, people, like I say, I've seen, you know, Booker T, the wrestler, you know, on television for 20 years. And then people can tend to, you know, lean towards that and think that's what life is, the norm. You know, which is really not. You know, I'm just one of the ones that made it out. But I wanted people to know the life of Booker T. Huffman Jr., you know, the kid who grew up, you know, without a dad, you know, father passed when I was 10 months old. You know, my mother, you know, struggled to raise, you know, 8 kids, passing away, you know, when I was 13 years old. The struggles of Booker T., a young Booker T., on the streets of Houston, Texas, running around and having to make so many choices and dodge so many landmines and navigate his way through this thing that we call life. I wanted people to see that part, and then they really truly know that if they're in a certain position, you know, they can, you know, refer back to, you know, Booker T's story, and they know that they can make it too, because if I did, anybody can.
Awesome. I mean, you've had so much success, but I mean, you can tell from where you've come and where you've gone, but you're still obviously a humble guy and very down to earth, and that's very awesome that you've taken some time out with us tonight.
Hey, I appreciate it. You know, my mother always told me, you know, you only live once. It don't cost you anything to say please, thank you, yes, ma'am, and no, sir. You know, those are small things in life, and they'll take you so far in life if you just apply them, and it took me some time before I applied them. But I appreciate you guys giving me the time. I'm going to promote my book, and I'm talking about my wrestling story. Know that the wrestling book is going to come out. I've already picked out a title, 35. That's going to be the title. Look forward to be coming as well. But check out Booker T from Prison, Promise Life, Before the Squared Circle, and you might find yourself in that dark spot and it might be the one thing that drives you to the light at the end of the tunnel. I appreciate it, guys.
Well, thanks a lot, Booker. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
All right, appreciate it, guys. Thank
you. Thanks so much. Have a good night.
It's the Booker Man, y'all. Can you dig it? Yeah. Yeah, that's it, man. Can you dig it? That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Can you dig it? Yeah. Can you dig it, sucker? Yeah. Can you dig it? Yeah, it's all real. You can find me center stage, center of attention. Booker T's here like Vin Diesel's triple X. On the count of three, I want y'all to spit it. One, two, three, can you dig it? Yeah, doing it like it go. Doing it like a G-O go, baby. Can you dig it? Can you dig it, sucker? More the man, hey, scuffle with me, not a good plan. I gotta show the world a better way for the youth. All eyes on me, cause Booker T the truth. Wherever you stay, wherever you at, Booker T put it down, man, as simple as that. Yeah, Booker ain't hating, ain't dissing the thing. No more drama in my life, feel the vibe I bring. Can you dig it? Yeah, that's it right there. Yeah, can you dig it? Hit it. Let's break up out of here, man. Can you dig it? School. Yeah, we're gonna break it down. Can you dig it? Yeah. Here we go. Don't be fooled, because he proved Booker T's time to come and speak at your school. Wherever you at, I talk it like I walk it. I walk it like I live it. And if you know the words, hit it. Can you dig it? Yeah, sucker. Can you dig it? Break it down. Can you dig it?
What?
Yeah!
Can you dig it?
What time for your mind?
Hit it!
Ever since all of me, hard to beat it.
Ooh, five times,
plus five times, times, y'all. You wanna get down, you wanna lay down. And when you lay down, you're gonna stay down. You wanna know about my life?
Yeah.
It's an open book. Most can't make it down a road I took.
Yeah!
Booker made a change in his life just like me. Now Booker can respect when he come into play.
Can you dig it?
Yeah. Coming right at you.
Can you dig it?
Can you dig it, sucker?
Can you dig it?
Can you dig that, man?
Can you dig it?
1, 2, 3. Man, this ain't about guns and drugs and little thugs. It's about making it better for little cubs. Can you dig it, sucker? Understand the way. Booker's so humble in this concrete jungle. Right or wrong or rumble, till the wrong tumble. From giants to midgets, can y'all dig it? Larger than life, but it's no movie. And I'm the true master of the spin of Rooney. Can you dig it, sucker?
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
All right, Jimmy, let's crank it up, man. Let's spin them up. Yeah, because we got to get out of here. I got a flight to catch, man. I got to get out of here, man. You know, spin them up. Let's go. Yeah. Yeah, crank that volume up a little bit. Crank it up. Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Hi, Ken Gang. This is Mean Gene Okerlund from the WWE. And you're listening to the Five Count. Great show.
Hey!
Whoa.
That was Booker T.
That was awesome, is what I would like to say.
You could dig that, sucker.
Booker is awesome. Did you see? Were you there? Did you realize? Did you listen to how cool he was? He was like a cool dude.
I just asked the guy some questions, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. You were trying to butter him up. You were trying to butter his buns, man. Just trying to get right in there like you were tight skis.
I will be the newest member of Harlem Heat.
He was actually, that's one of my favorites now. It's one of my faves.
He's your fave.
He was awesome to talk to. It's Booker T, man.
It was on, like neck bones, sucka.
Yeah, that was cool. I'm down with that.
Welcome back to the Five Count.
I can dig it.
It's a radio program where we have big-time celebrity guests and fashion tips from Ton.
Fashion tips, yeah. I got great fashion.
We also are close personal friends with the True Punks. They do some electro.
They will be doing some electro this evening. Be careful. Don't pop a hip or something.
Speaking of being careful.
Yeah.
I would recommend to you to be mindful of the rapid spread of black mold here in the studio.
Yeah.
Have you noticed this?
Well, the thing is,
I'm having trouble breathing.
If you just look up once and then by like the air duct, and it's like you instantly
gross
feel like you should have brought some kind of mask.
I cannot dig that, sucker.
No. This place. Maybe he'll spend some of that 20 grand they just made over Pledge Drive on some new ceiling tiles and some duct cleaning. There's a nice pen here with an advertisement for some of those guys.
I bet what they'll do.
Hood and duct cleaning.
They'll probably, instead of clean the black mold, they'll spend most of that money on Cuban cigars and golf tees.
Who, for Karen?
With gold lettering on them.
I didn't know Karen golfed. I knew she was a heavy smoker, but...
Tell me you didn't just say that. That was my impression of Booker T.
It was mediocre at best. I'm just saying. I'm just being real about it.
Speaking of Booker T.
Yeah.
Here's a tie-in for next Saturday's rendition of the Five Count.
Yeah?
Next Saturday, we shall be joined by Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member Steve Cropper.
Yes!
Who was guitar player for Booker T and the MGs.
Yeah. Famous for that hit, Green Onions.
And they were also the house band for Stax Records.
Yeah, they were.
So we're talking like Sam and Dave.
Yeah.
Wilson Pickett, he played with.
Everybody awesome.
Otis Redding.
Seriously.
Rufus Thomas. Eddie Floyd.
It's out of control, really, how many sweet dudes this guy played with.
He was in the Blues Brothers.
Yes, in the actual film, in the actual band, is a real guitar playing legend.
He played with Eric Clapton, which really gets Ton excited.
He's going to be on the show next week.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. Can you, I mean, I don't know, man. The guests just get better and better.
It's true. We're booked solid for the rest of the year.
This guest next week, the music alone is going to be amazing.
Now, let's try to recap here. I think that we have maybe half a dozen members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame have been on this program.
Yep.
Think about that. Probably another half dozen have been in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Including soon-to-be Booker T.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you he will be inducted in the next 5 years. You wait and see.
Yes, he will.
And Ton is here every week.
That's correct.
And he has searched far and wide throughout the city looking for the last remaining Twinkies and has come up empty-handed.
You know, I'm just over it. I'm over the Twinkies. I'm letting him go, man.
He has a mean hankering for some Hostess fruit pies.
I'm trying to let it go.
Well, don't let go of the memories, man.
There's nothing that I can do anymore.
Fruit pies.
It's like a bad, you know, it's like the end of a beautiful relationship.
Ding dongs.
It's those bad feelings that you get, like you might never get to fulfill that space in your heart again. and I'm trying to get over it, Dust, and you talking about it doesn't really help.
You know what Ton's favorite is? Snowballs.
He those loves are not my favorite.
With the coconut?
I don't like those.
Sometimes green, sometimes white and red, and maybe orange if it was Halloween season upon us.
Yeah, the holidays changed it.
Loves it. So long, old friends.
Oh, that is just something.
It's rough, man.
Listen, here on the Five Count, we like to make sure that we cover the gamut of entertainment, whether it be hostess cake rolls.
Sure.
Wrestling.
Yep.
Rock and roll.
Oh, yeah.
We've got your back.
True punks.
True punks.
Dubstep.
Dubstepping.
Thanksgiving.
Should we try to get some dubstep guy on the show?
We should. Let's get Paul Oakenfold.
Dead Mouse?
No.
He'll do our show?
I'm more of a classic. Let's get Paul Van Dyke.
Paul Van... Yeah, you know, I have to say...
Paul Van Dyke and the Happy Hardcore Minstrels.
Now, I'm going to say this at risk of getting the true punks all up in a tizzy.
Okay.
But I watched a concert of this Dead Mouse guy.
Be careful. They carry switchblades.
Boring. Extreme boring.
Oh, no.
I watched it for approximately 17 minutes, and I was like, oh, my God. This must 2 hours must have passed. This is so boring. What the hell? 17 minutes. I couldn't handle it anymore.
Let me ask you this. What was the ratio of mushroom to techno music? What was it?
What? Like how many mushrooms I was eating?
Yes.
To... How much techno music was happening? I didn't eat any mushrooms.
There's your problem right there.
I should have ate mushrooms?
It's the same reason why I don't like fish.
You need to do drugs in order to think it's okay?
I think if you don't, then you realize that the stuff is boring.
Man. Well, I guess maybe I'll just try some drugs then.
But not you, Southern Minnesota. You say no to drugs.
Isn't that just lame, though? Like, you need to have...
Don't follow the true punks down their yellow brick road. Whatever you do.
I don't know. I'm just saying it was boring, so we'll get that Van Dyke guy instead.
Maybe you can invite him over for Thanksgiving.
I'll invite him.
That's coming up here.
Maybe
he next week.
Stuffing or something. Stuffing's my favorite. Maybe he likes it.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I'm going to eat some food. Actually, I got to work, but then I'm hoping to go to my mom's and eat some food.
Going to mommy's.
Stuffing is my favorite.
Here's some mommy music.
It's my favorite.
Let me...
Stuffing.
Play some mommy music for Ton.
Listen, my mom is great, all right?
Changes diapers.
She is pretty awesome. A lot of people probably wish they had a cool mom like mine. Just saying.
They would give her thanks.
They would give her thanks, and they would eat her stuffing and her turkey.
Amen.
And cranberry sauce. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. What are you going to do?
I was going to come over to your mom's. Oh. It was going to be a surprise.
Oh. Well, come on over, pal. Come on over. It's a family gathering. You can be there.
Oh, I'll be there. I just hope that people aren't leaving their coats on your mom's bed again.
You always gotta go there with that. You can never stay wholesome about my mom. Just stay wholesome, pal.
Wholesome?
We got a big family, so, you know.
Well, I'm just saying, put the coat somewhere else this year. That's
they gotta,
all.
They have to go on the bed. I'm making them put on
well,
the bed.
Well, then I'll go somewhere else this year.
Oh, see how you are? That's how shallow you are.
And I would recommend you knock before you enter any rooms. And that is the end of the Five Count for this week.
It is the end. Go to thefivecount.com. Check out Booker T's interview that we aired tonight, tomorrow morning. Dusty will post it up on there for you to enjoy. Also, start listening to all the 200 other shows, previous shows that we have. Just listen to them all
yeah,
day,
do
every
it.
Day.
Do it.
Listen to all of that. It's we dare you. Marathon.
Just do it.
Five Count Marathon.
That's what Michael Jordan would say.
Yes.
Just do it.
Just do it. Fivecount.com. Go to SaveTheCrumbs.com. Write something. Take a picture of something. Send it to us. We'll print it in there.
And Steve Cropper, Stax, guitar player, Blues Brothers, Booker T and the MGs. He'll be with us next Saturday.
Next Saturday. Stay tuned for that. Tune in for that. Stay tuned for the True Punks doing some dubstep electro right now.
There you go.
There it is.
Thanks, everyone.
I'm out of here.
Happy Thanksgiving. Make sure to give your thanks to any pilgrims that you might happen upon during the next week. God bless us, everyone.
I need my short shorts.
And once again, congratulations to Tin Man Tanner on his big win in the cage earlier tonight. So long.